gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me, as always, the one, the only, titless DTF.
Titless? What?
Titleless hat.
Sorry, no free shout outs to Titlist. What's up, everybody? It's been a long wait. Some scheduling issues with some guests, scheduling issues with ourselves, but we're back. And I just saw Barbie.
Come on, Barbie.
Let's go, Barbie. Party. Yeah. I was looking forward to seeing that and Oppenheimer this summer. Checked one off the list. Gotta go see that one next.
I want to go watch Oppenheimer for sure. I know me and Caitlin were at one point. Because I mean, as much as I joked about it with Caitlin, like I actually was slightly like interested in watching the Barbie movie. I mean, it has an awesome cast.
I was going to say it's a great cast.
The highest grossing movie this year, too.
I mean, listen, John Cena's in it. Will Ferrell. Ben Kingsley from Secret Invasion, Simu Liu, who's Shang-Chi, Ryan Gosling, Margot Robbie, the Queen. I mean, there's just a star-studded cast, but it was great. I enjoyed it. Good viewer experience. I laughed a lot. Ryan Gosling is Ken. Ken is he. He had a Mojo Dojo Casa House. So. You'll have to go see it.
Yeah, no, it seems interesting. But Dylan, yeah, we haven't recorded in a minute. Quite a bit's happened.
Quite a bit.
I know we just had a recent golf tournament that just happened. Do you know anything about that?
Which one, the Open?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was out in England, which they wanted a hometown boy to win. That did not happen. There was such a large lead going into Sunday that it was one of the most anticlimactic finishes ever. But Brian Harman, the Waddler, they call him, he just had such a huge lead. He could not miss. I mean, he was literally hitting every putt. Did not matter where the putt was on the green, he was hitting it. He just stole Georgia the show.
Boy. He's a Georgia boy.
Yes, he's a big SEC fan. He's from Athens. He knows Kirby Smart personally. So he was in his corner whole time.
Yeah, and only reason I know all of this, and I'm picking up more and more on golf. I did not realize he hit two hole-in-ones in one day at once.
Oh, yeah. Either 2015 or 2017. He hit two hole-in-ones in the same round.
That's crazy. Most people don't even hit one in their life.
Yeah.
No, that's the same. Wild.
Yeah, he was able to pull that off. Yeah, golf's been crazy lately. We're getting to the end of the season. They already announced the U.S. Ryder Cup captain. It's going to be Scottie Scheffler. He is number one in the world. So I don't know if you know much about the Ryder Cup, but every year, every 3 or every 2 years, they do the Ryder Cup. It's U.S. versus Europe, and it's basically just the top golfers from the U.S. versus the top golfers of Europe. It's almost like a scramble style, like a best ball, but it's so much fun. The United States, they called it the Slaughter by the Water. Last time we did this, we just destroyed them. They didn't even put up a fight. So look to see that happen again. Brian Harman with this win, he did accelerate his chances to join the team. I know Brooks Koepka is going to be most likely in the team, even though he's a LIV guy, for winning that major. But looking forward to that. The FedEx Cup is coming soon as we near the end of the PGA season and as football season begins.
Yeah, super excited about football season. Me and Dylan are both going to be at the Hall of Fame game as well. Shout out Dylan for getting us those tickets.
More than likely, we'll have a post post Hall of Fame podcast to follow, because we're going to have some legendary speeches between Darrell Revis, Joe Thomas, and others. And then, I mean, it's going to be a hometown performance to watch the Browns play. We're going to get to see Cedric Tillman, possibly, you know, some backup quarterback situations with DTR and Josh Dobbs, seeing who's going to play the two spot. Jerome Ford. I mean, we're going to have a bunch of receivers that are trying to fill a roster spot. It's going to be great to see the defense. I'm just excited. The Jets, I just don't know how much of the studs will play. I mean, we already seen things like Garrett Wilson, Jalen Ramsey, Joe Burrow, all, you know, tweaking injuries this early already in the training camp. I can't imagine they'll have any studs playing, but it'll still be cool to see Aaron Rodgers on the sideline.
I was going to say, I bet he goes out for the first drive.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I went to the Cardinals versus Cowboys, I don't think Dak and Zeke took the field. But I guess it's just up to your team.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
no, it is hard knocks.
It's his first game ever for him. First time. I bet they suit him up at least for one, even if it's like two plays.
It is Hard Knocks, though. So the New York Jets have the Hard Knocks season. I've already got a glimpse of it. They did a little preview of Garrett Wilson versus Sauce Gardner in training camp, and it looks amazing, just the competitiveness between the two, the offensive rookie of the year and the defensive rookie of the year last season, going head-to-head, and they're just making each other better every practice. So you maybe wonder if Hard Knocks will have anything to do with the Hall of Fame game. You know, maybe they'll, you know, dramatize it, and maybe Aaron Rodgers will go out there and play a series, maybe even. But won't until next Thursday.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get a nice recap right afterwards, or even, you know, Friday. But
I'm hoping on Hard Knocks when they see Caitlin at the game that they don't think that she's a football.
Yes. Yes. She's
very
right. Yes. I've been itching for football. It's been a long summer. Fantasy football back. We got drafts coming. Just added you to the work league now that you are now a friend from work again.
I am a friend of work.
I've not been able to bet all summer because of baseball. So I finally caved today and made a little bet on some Canadian football. I want to wait until after this game, though. You can say what you did, but I'm going to wait until after the game just in case if anybody's listening. I just want to keep it private until after the game. But the Ottawa Redblacks and Dustin Crum have been outstanding. Dustin Crum is showing why he deserves to have a spot on a roster in the NFL. Looking forward to the game tomorrow night. I'm trying to find a stream. I haven't found a stream in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I feel like you can find them. I feel like on YouTube you could even do it. Because you have YouTube TV, right?
No, I've got Hulu Live through my dad. He said he was able to watch some of the game on Hulu, and I was like, dude, I could not find it. So I'm going to look a little deeper tomorrow night because I would love to watch the game. I just miss football so much, and I just feel so left out watching his highlights after the game, not being able to enjoy the moment of being like, yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. But yeah, let's just say that we're rooting for Dustin Crum. We won't say what the bets are, but Dustin Crum.
We'll recap next week.
Yeah. But Dylan, let's go ahead and get into some news. Since we're talking about football, we might as well talk about some things that happened since we've been gone. Joe Mixon was officially brought back by the Bengals. Even though he had domestic violence charges against him, we never really heard anything after that happening other than there's a chance that he doesn't play again or he's going to jail. Nothing happened. It seems like everything just kind of got dropped.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Real quiet.
And I thought it was very weird how quiet it was. And I don't know if it was something that was brought out of proportion, but of what the story was, it was what? a witness at the mall saw it or something like that.
I don't know, because I thought it was
Like
that,
beating
I
on
thought it was in
someone.
his neighborhood.
Maybe it was his neighborhood, but I know he pointed a gun at someone.
It was a kid.
It was a kid? I thought that was
That's
John Morant that pointed at a kid.
well.
You know, these athletes need to stop pointing guns at kids.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics, but I thought I remember reading in his neighborhood he was pointing something at a kid and they're just like, "What are you doing?" But I could be completely wrong or reading the wrong thing, but
no, you're probably right. For some reason I thought he pointed it at a woman. But it could have been a kid. It could have been a kid easily. Let's see. Saquon finally signed a deal with the Giants. Basically, it was the same thing as a franchise tag. He just has more incentives.
He got like a million more.
Not even. It was like just shy of it.
Yeah.
Well, he basically has to hit career highs to get that extra million.
Yeah. I don't
So
feel
honestly, he kind
confident.
of shot himself in the foot because that franchise tag would have been more.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't feel confident about his season. I think it's going to be a weird year for running backs. I did a lot of mock drafts, and I know he's not on a team, but like Zeke wasn't getting drafted, and Josh Jacobs was getting drafted like late rounds. I still think that you should be drafting Josh Jacobs because he's going to play somewhere. I don't think he'll hold out the whole season.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that's too much of a risk. Unless you're getting him like third, fourth round. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go wide receiver heavy this year, like my first few rounds, because there's some good running backs that are going to fall. And it's, I mean, most leagues right now, running backs are just a part of the game. I mean, it's mainly a wide receiver league.
Yeah.
You get a good quarterback who's mobile, like Fields, Hurts, Lawrence, Mahomes, and you get some good wide receivers, decent running backs. You could slide your whole season with a Rashad White or a Pacheco, or like last year I did with McKinnon. McKinnon was the backup running back for the Chiefs, and I was just swarming teams with points because he was just balling.
Yeah, he's a gadget player, so he catches a lot of passes too.
Mm-hmm.
Even if
and
they're
I think,
little dump passes, everyone that he catches is a point minimum.
Yeah. I think that people are going to learn quickly that they may not like Baker Mayfield, but they're going to like people who play with Baker Mayfield. Rashad White is going to be RB1, and Baker Mayfield loves dumping off passes to his running backs. A lot of checkdowns. I think Rashad White's going to get a lot of points this year. So if it comes up, I'm thinking I'm taking him.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll talk about
I
fantasy
can't give
football.
Out too many hints because we're in a league now together, so I can't give too many hints.
I know.
I'll help you with your one league since I can't name names, but they want to take advantage of someone.
Well, I just wish you were in the league with us, but
I do too, but understandable.
Yeah, there's just a bias, but we move past it.
Yeah.
Got you in the work league.
All of
So
them.
The work league will be fun too. I got it set up. I'm the commissioner, so I'm in control. I'm going to make it fair for everybody and fun for everybody. Payouts are going to be decent, for as decent as it can be.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about fantasy football probably in the middle of preseason.
Yeah, I think around that's when pretty much all my drafts are going to be happening.
Yeah, I've got ours the 22nd of August, and my other league is, I think, Labor Day weekend.
Oh,
So
right before week one, then. Okay.
Right before.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, a lot's been going on. I mean, we still have people holding out their contracts. One major one that I noticed was Witherspoon, the fifth overall pick in the draft for the Seahawks. He still hasn't signed his rookie deal.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of Joey Bosa when he signed back in, what is that now, like 2016?
2016, 2017, one of those years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't
Big
understand
deal.
What he's holding out for.
They just want fully guaranteed is my bet. Because if
Yeah, I
you look
mean,
at all these other rookie contracts, they've all like top end rookie contracts, they've all been fully guaranteed.
yeah, CJ Stroud really lucked out getting, did he get what, like 35 mil up front?
Yep.
That's crazy.
That is nuts.
I can't even fathom having that much.
So a lot of his contract, if he were to get hurt or anything, like he's got his contract to basically.
Yep.
But we had quite a few different signings. But before we do that, another player that's holding out that I just remembered is Nick Bosa. I did not know that he was going to be holding out.
I didn't either.
He's holding out to get a long-term contract. Obviously, you're not going to let someone like that walk out the door. Behind Myles Garrett and Aaron Donald and TJ Watt, I mean, he's right there. I
Yep.
would take him. I would rather have. Okay, let me ask you this. Would you rather have Nick Bosa or would you rather have Micah Parsons?
Nick Bosa.
I'd rather have Nick Bosa, but I could understand an argument for Micah Parsons. Maybe
I
that's the
think
Ohio State way, but.
Micah Parsons has a tendency to be a little bit more athletic, a little faster, but Nick Bosa is explosive.
He can play a lot more positions too.
I like him a lot more.
Yeah. I just think Nick Bosa is more of a threat, even though he mainly just plays the end. Let's see. Cowboys extended Trevon Diggs, aka the most overrated cornerback in the league.
Yeah.
5 years, 97 million. Love to see the Cowboys making bad signings. Absolutely love it. Aaron Rodgers took a huge pay cut.
It makes you wonder what's going on in New York. Something's going on.
Yeah, they're freeing up that space for something big.
I think it's for Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook was reportedly going to New York for a meeting this week. I can imagine
Also,
it's gonna be on Hard Knocks.
yeah. Oh, yeah. They're saving it for Hard Knocks. They're like, we have it already. Might as well make use of it. I don't think they need the signing, though. But back to fantasy football, I'd avoid Breece Hall until Dalvin Cook signs somewhere.
Yeah, I think that they are bringing him in because maybe Breece Hall isn't ready to go.
I don't think he is. I mean, he tore his ACL. It could probably take him a few weeks to get in, and then they can split carries. Because, I mean, you don't want Breece Hall to go to waste either.
No, but they've got some other backs. They've drafted one. They've got Carter. They just released Robinson. But yeah, I'm curious if Cook ends up on that roster, what happens with the Breece Hall that we saw last year with how explosive he was in the beginning of the year.
Oh, who did James Robinson end up signing with? He actually just signed more me
I
too.
thought it was with the Patriots, no?
No, he got cut immediately.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Giants, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. Because that was their Saquon insurance.
Yeah.
Like a good neighbor, Saquon is there.
True.
Let's see. Justin Herbert got a big extension. They Chargers signed him to 5 years, 262 million, 218 of that guaranteed, and then 100 million of that contract will be received by Herbert in 2025. 100 million of it. So basically, they're just saying, okay, we're going to be cool with our team. Come 2025, we won't have to pay anyone, or we're not going to pay anyone. But then you're going to be generous to us the last couple of years of this contract. Pretty fair. I mean, when you think about it, Keenan Allen, I mean, he's 30 right now. He'll be 32, 33 when that season comes. He
Right.
ain't going to be a big payday guy. He probably won't even be on the team.
No. I think the Chargers will be fun to watch this year. That receiving core and Eckler, if Eckler gets his bag,
Oh, he's
they'll be fun
playing.
to watch.
He already said he would play.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't think they're going to do well in the division because I think that the Broncos and the Chiefs are going to run the floor. So other teams they'll play good against. I still can't wait to talk about our division matchups. And I just did, me and Blake the other night, we read the projections for the divisions, and they were quite interesting. Where they had everybody landing, they had the Browns landing in fourth place of our division, but still with 10 wins, which meant that all four teams were 10 wins or better. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I don't even know how that's possible.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like one team would at least have to be stuck at 9.
How?
Okay, what would that be? Just splitting down the middle?
Like, for the division matchups?
Yeah.
Well, you've got, what, 6 matchups?
One. Yeah.
You have 6 games. So there's 17.
So you'd go 3-3. That's if you split them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how they figured it out, but they had all four winning more than 10 games.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was one of the heaviest divisions, though, that I saw in a conference. Like, we were stacked, which I can't believe. I can believe because all four teams are really good, finally. I mean, there is no joke between the Bengals, the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Browns. I mean, the Steelers' offense is scary this year. I think the Ravens finally put together an offense that looks scary. Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Joe Mixon, they are scary, but we've got their number. The Browns are scary. We are the underdogs, as always. So let us be projected to be fourth place.
Yeah.
But we're going to come out on top.
Yeah, I'd like to see it, you know. Oh, I would like to see him place higher than fourth, but.
Yeah. Yeah, because I looked at it and we were going to miss the playoffs with 10 wins. Well, what dumb luck would that be?
That'd be horrible.
To go from 7 wins last year to 10 this year and still miss the playoffs. Be horrible.
All I know is Dolphins are winning that division this year.
I hope so.
Yeah. Patriots, I hope so. Debatably might be the worst team in football.
I have a weird feeling Belichick retires or gets fired this year.
Oh, he's on the hot seat, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you put the greatest coach of all time on the hot seat, but.
I don't know. I've got a weird feeling going into this year for the Patriots. I think this is it.
Well, I think it's time for a big reset button.
Yeah.
If he can't do anything with Mac Jones this offseason or this season, like, sorry, never thought he was that good in the first place.
Yeah. And at what point do you start talking about trades? I mean, are they willing to trade their quarterback? Are they willing to, I mean, do right by the franchise? I mean, they're known historically as a powerhouse, and they've been kind of a laughing stock. It's not like the Warriors, where the Warriors went on their run, and then they weren't in the finals a year because you had the Suns and Bucks, but then the Warriors were right back. The Patriots have fallen off since, you know, Tom Brady left. You know, was it Tom Brady or was it Belichick?
Mm-hmm.
Were they just a perfect mix? Yes. But without Brady, are they a Super Bowl team?
I don't know. Like, part of me hates saying this, but I might regret this, but I don't know if Belichick has it anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't, you know, he's, what, 80 years old now, almost?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not 80.
No, he's like 72.
Bill Belichick. He is. All right, I apologize to the Belichick family. He's 71 years old. He's not 80.
I was going to say, I figured he wasn't that old.
Maybe Robert Kraft is 80. I don't know. You know, you spend pretty much your whole career with one quarterback, give or take, Matt Castle and Jimmy G. But You spent 20 years with Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I personally thought it was all Belichick, and I mean, it. He showed that he still is the best coach of all time. I mean, even taking that roster, you give Kevin Stefanski that roster, they would be one of the worst teams in football.
Yeah, I 1000% agree.
Still super smart, but I think the coaches in football today are just, like, especially these new guys, they're on top of it. Mike McDaniel, I think he's going to be a great coach, one of the greats at the end of the day. Kyle Shanahan, hopefully he won't choke again. You know, you still got Sean McVay. I think he's a young prodigy still. He's got one Super Bowl already.
Mm-hmm.
Sirianni, the Mountain Union man, he's good. A lot of good young coaches.
Yeah, the future's bright.
But anyways, going back on that Herbert contract, do you think Joe Burrow is now going to be set up to be the highest paid player in the NFL?
Yes.
I think he should be, but I could see Joe Burrow taking a pay cut.
Well, they were waiting for who was going to make the first move. And obviously Herbert made the first move. Burrow deserves the bag is what I meant. But I think he'll see the leadership from Aaron Rodgers and he'll agree that if you want talent surrounding you, it's not all about making all that money possible. You know, having the record for the highest paid player, it's going to be more about how many championships can you win, the accolades, the legacy.
I was going to say, he seems like a huge legacy guy to me.
Yeah.
Which I'm all for.
I mean, I don't remember Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger. I don't remember them being like, I need $250 million for 5 years. Like, I just don't remember that. I mean, that could have been going on behind the scenes, but it just seemed like if they wanted to win the Super Bowl, which they were competing for the Super Bowl, they were getting talent around them, which that costs money.
Right. Absolutely. As much of a Browns fan as I am, it really hurts me every day that Joe Burrow's a Bengal. So yeah. I really wish I could support him more because I do like Joe. I like Joe Burrow a lot, but.
As do I. Joe Cool.
Yes. As long as the Browns are ahead, I don't care. I can support.
Yeah, I mean, I really do enjoy watching Bengals games.
Like if the Bengals are playing like Pittsburgh or Baltimore, I'll root for the Bengals, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, the Super Bowl was one of the most fun things to watch because it was like you're rooting for a little brother.
Yeah.
It was like when you graduate high school, you're going back to watch your, I mean, obviously we don't have little brothers, but you're going back to watch your little brother at your high school. Like, ah, man, that would have been cool if it was us.
Yeah.
But, no, big things are coming for Joe Burrow, despite the, little scare today with the injury, walking or getting carted off with, possibly calf injury. But
yeah, it's Jamar Chase. It came back as a calf strain.
Yeah. And Jamar Chase said he gave him the nod. So they said they gave each other the nod that they're going to be all right. So
we'll see how true that is. But
they said this time last year, he had something wrong.
He did. He did. I remember that.
So it's almost like what's going on in Cincinnati? Is Joe Burrow sitting out of training camp? Because he's always ready week one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He'll be ready week one.
He'll be ready. There's still plenty of time. There's no
I was like
preseason.
I was like, dude, my tickets just went through the tank with if Joe Burrow was out week one. Because nobody's going to care to see the fucking Browns and Bengals week one if Joe Burrow's not playing Deshaun Watson.
Right.
But I think we're going to be just okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't even know who their backup is anymore.
I couldn't tell you either.
He used to be AJ McCarron, but he's playing in, what, the XFL? If that's still a thing?
Yeah. Bengals roster 2023.
I'm curious who their backup is.
Yeah, let's see what we got. ProceedToBengals.com.
Well, while you're looking for that, I'll go ahead and just talk about the last couple little news things that happened over the weekend. Jimmy Graham is back in football now. He signed back with the Saints. We already saw a video of him catching passes. Absolute stud still.
He took a whole year off.
Interesting men in the world.
He took a year off last year. So yep. It was weird when his name came up again. I completely thought he retired.
Yeah, I thought he was like fully retired, you know, just doing his retirement journey.
Yeah.
I know he wanted to like sail the earth by ocean. I know he wanted to fly across the world like himself, because he has his pilot's license and everything. He flies helicopters, planes. Pretty cool fucking shit.
Yeah. So there's Trevor Siemian and Jake Browning.
Okay, so Trevor Siemian's the one that would be playing week one if he's really hurt, but he'll play week one.
Yeah.
He'll play week one.
No doubt.
I'm worried about that.
No doubt. He'll play.
And then another crazy thing that happened is Nyheim Hines.
That was wild. It also was weird timing because me and Blake and Gabby, Bianca, everybody, we rode on a jet ski this weekend, and then that came out the next day. I was like, whoa. But yeah, tell the story.
Yeah, basically, I don't know exactly what happened. Obviously, I wasn't there. But of what I understood from it, there was an incident where a jet ski went completely out of control and rammed right into his knee. And now he needs ACL surgery is what I understood. So not a good look. And now he's in a dispute with the Bills to where he actually owes the Bills money. He's not getting his salary, plus he owes them money.
Because of this?
Yes.
Wow.
So sucks to be Nyheim Hines.
Don't be an idiot before training camp.
Yeah, that was a huge steal for them in a trade too. Last season.
Yeah. Speaking of the Colts, Gabby's cousin came through and they got seats for the game, for the Colts game. So as it stands right now, we're going. So if you decide you're going to go, let us know, because we're going for sure now.
Okay. Awesome. But, you know, since we're talking about the Colts, there was a discussion on Twitter that I've seen, and I've heard a couple people talk about this the last, like, month or so. But I thought I would mention it now that we're getting close to, you know, Hall of Fame indictments. They were debating, and it was actually a closer debate than I thought. Does Andrew Luck belong in Canton?
Stats-wise, he's one of the best quarterbacks to play the game, which is so wild to think, because he played for such short time and he didn't get a ring. I think a lot of the media will say no because he didn't win a Super Bowl. But I think if you just look at a football player, his leadership, the talent around him, or what he was working with.
And how good he was day one, too.
Yeah, I mean, right out. I mean, he was a true definition of a first overall pick. Panning out to be a really good player. So I say yes.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. It took me a lot to say that, because if you first asked me before I really thought about it, I would say no, absolutely not. But I mean, he definitely would have been a superstar, he was a superstar. But he would have been a Hall of Famer for sure. I mean, the way I look at it, he was what Patrick Mahomes is today. The next big. Yeah.
Except Patrick Mahomes has two rings.
But yeah.
Mahomes got two rings.
Mahomes also started off with very good weapons.
He did.
Two Hall of Famers.
Which is weird about Tyreek wanting to, if he was a Hall of Famer, to go down as a Dolphins instead of a Chief, when his whole career was established because of the Chiefs.
Yeah. He also, Mahomes also started off learning from a pretty solid quarterback. That thing, you know, I don't want to say that, you know, he's a Hall of Famer or anything, but Alex Smith, I mean, he was always pretty solid.
Yeah, and it helps that you have Andy Reid as your coach.
That too. That alone helps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Andy Reid had Chad Henne looking good, even the little snaps that he got.
I really enjoyed getting to watch Mahomes on quarterback on Netflix. I know we just talked briefly about it because you saw that Dustin was cameoed in it. He just keeps popping up. Keeps popping up everywhere. Like when you let or told me that he was in Building the Browns. Wouldn't have noticed it if you didn't point that out. But
yeah, I just so happened to see that. I wasn't even looking for it. I'm like, oh, 13. Oh, Dustin Crone.
What did you think of quarterback?
I loved it.
I thought it was good too.
It made me appreciate Kirk Cousins a little bit more.
Yeah, what a guy.
It kind of made me hate Mariota a little bit more. I'm not gonna lie, but
I was never a Mariota fan. When he was in college, obviously I wanted Ohio State to stomp on him.
Yeah.
And I rooted for Jameis Winston over him in the national championship. But I don't know. Whenever he would come on the screen, I was just like, meh. And because I knew how bad the Falcons season was last year and having to resort to their rookie backup, you know, it's like, it was like, I know how this is going to go. That's kind of why I like Hard Knocks a little more. That's my next question is, what do you like better, quarterback or Hard Knocks? I'll ask you first.
I like Hard Knocks. I really liked quarterback a lot. Because you just see a little bit more than just the football side. You know, I felt like it was a little bit more personal. It was very personal, if anything. Like, which I give them credit. I wouldn't feel comfortable if I were an NFL quarterback. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable with that.
With them following you around?
Following me around, you know, like, it would depend. I don't know.
I think I wouldn't mind it. I think, well, but it also depends on your lifestyle. I mean, if you're Deshaun Watson and you're a little private with what you do in your free time, I mean, maybe you don't want the cameras following you around.
But... Well, not even that, but even if you want to live private, like, I was actually surprised that Kirk Cousins did it.
Yeah, but it also helps
like
him.
He's so secluded, like, lives in
But
your,
it helped him, I think. I think this helped him because a lot of people just didn't respect him. You know, he was the laughingstock of the playoffs because he lost to the Giants and checked down to Hockenson to win the game instead of just at least attempting to throw it downfield. I think this helps understand who he is, the decisions he makes, the things he went through, the type of person he is, the beliefs he has behind him. And I think that it'll help him in the future. You know, you may not like the Vikings, you may not like him, but you'll respect him going forward because of it.
Yeah.
The Mahomes stuff was just flashy, like when they're showing the house.
Yeah, it was kind of like, oh, I'm the best to ever do it. Like,
I'm the best. This is my work ethic. This is me working out. This is my wife. This is my family. This is my home. This is, oh, I'm going to put a golf course here. It's like, we get it, dude. You're the best to do it right now. And then Mariota's just humble. Just, yeah, I play football.
Yeah, my wife helps me study plays.
Yeah. Oh, these are sentences.
I quit the team.
Do you remember when Dustin read us off a play from the Chiefs playbook?
Yes.
How long it was?
Yeah.
And having to relay it from Nagy to, oh, I don't know if it was from Nagy or if it was from the OC, Bieniemy. Probably Nagy. I don't know. Probably Bieniemy. Whoever's
yeah,
reading off plays.
Bieniemy to Nagy.
Yeah. Well, either way, whoever's rattling off plays, you got to listen to it in your headset, and then you've got to relay it to your team.
And just, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but you have to know like every position.
Yeah.
And what they need to do. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to know it like as good as they know it. as a quarterback. And I just find that nuts. Like, you need to know that this receiver is going to run this route, and at this time he's going to turn. Like, because if you're one step off, you're screwed.
Yeah.
But Dylan, you know, you mentioned about something about Patrick Mahomes' golf course. I thought this would be a good time to bring up our little giveaway.
Oh.
Yes. So, we have two cases of these Hold My Bev golf balls right here that we're going to be giving away. You got to follow us on social media to figure out the rules and everything. But Dylan, do you know off the top of your head
the rules?
Yes.
No, because we haven't got to golf, so we haven't got to make our golf video yet. I was waiting until we had our golf video to post.
I can edit that out if you want.
No, we're gonna. No, we're good. All we right. can keep it in there because we do need to. We do need to plan that out.
Mm-hmm.
But no, definitely excited about these golf balls. Excited about the giveaway. Trying to grow the Hold My Bev name. Also, while trying to grow just our brands in general. We've got the Shanky Golf opportunity. Other opportunities coming. So we're trying to build a brand, getting people excited about not only Hold My Bev, but golf, but just sports in general.
Yeah.
So... keep watching, keep looking on the YouTube. We're going to be doing it soon. It's just been busy. It's been kind of a crazy, crazy summer so far. Mm-hmm. Leading up to football season, which will be busy during football season a lot every Sunday. But we'll get the golf video out. I mean, it's going to be coming.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just wanted to mainly give the audience a look. Those are real that you saw on social media a month or two ago. They are very real. And yeah, excited to get those videos out to you guys. Hopefully we don't play like shit. If so, it'd be funny, you know.
We're going to play like shit, but we'll have fun. And we're going to hold our bevs.
Well, we are going to hold our bevs, absolutely. We got to talk about those challenges and those for the golf videos. I know you mentioned a couple of them, and I'm so ready for them.
Yeah, we got to get our recording team, everybody squared away, good to go for filming, and then we'll get out there and we'll execute this video.
Yes. So I think
that I wanted to go back though on the Netflix series is. With quarterbacks, with Hard Knocks, we've got some more stuff coming out. The Untold Stories with Johnny Manziel and Swamp Kings of the Florida Gators. Are you excited for Johnny Manziel's story?
A little bit. I am a little bit.
I'm just curious what he's going to have to say about Cleveland.
That's the part I'm not really looking forward to. But, I'm interested to hear. I've heard what he said a couple of times on podcast on how terrible it was. But in all honesty, he did kind of get dealt a pretty bad card.
He was dealt a bad card, but he also was a fucking idiot.
Didn't do anything about it.
No, he was a fucking 21-year-old partier. I mean, he did it to himself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no sympathy. I think he could have had one of the craziest stories. He could have been a baller. He had such swagger. I mean, I think it was Skip Bayless. Oh,
I thought it was Skip. He would be bigger in Cleveland.
He would be bigger in Cleveland than LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, come on.
I mean, at least the one thing I will give Skip on that is he knows how much the Browns mean more than the Cavs.
Yeah. If you ask anybody, especially Alex Hale, they will say Cleveland radio, Cleveland fans, and Cleveland sports is Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
It's Brownstown.
I'd say so.
The Cavs had their time.
It's not a dull moment that you don't hear about the Browns.
Yeah. I mean, the Cavs had their time. I see your hat up in the corner there. Mm-hmm. The Cleveland Indians were a great franchise. They fell, they burned. they rose from the ashes as a fucking phoenix, named the Guardians, and I just don't think they're ever going to be the same. It's always going to be Brownstown.
Yeah. And then, you know, the Cavs, you know, we got a chance now. But we just got to get our best player out of New York.
Yep.
We just got to keep him away from there. I mean, I don't know. I just think it's blatant. He's making it so blatant that he wants to play in New York.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really, really not shying away from how much he loves New York.
Yeah. Like he tweeted yesterday, does anyone know how I can get the Subway Series? And I'm like, the Subway Series? I wasn't thinking about the Mets versus the Yankees. And I'm like, you motherfucker. But he's a huge baseball fan, though, so I'll give him that. And he did wear a Mets and Guardians jersey at All-Star Weekend because he was a part of MLB All-Star Weekend this year.
I mean, he's from New York, so that would be like any of us rooting for the Guardians if we lived in L.A.
It's like Travis Kelce rooting for the Guardians when Patrick Mahomes literally is part owner of the Royals.
Yeah. I mean, he did throw out the first pitch at the Royals game, so he did have to wear a Royals jersey to that. Mm-hmm. But anytime you listen to New Heights, they are through and through Cleveland.
Oh, absolutely.
Even when they talked to Julian Edelman, I don't know if you watched that episode, if you've watched any, but yeah, they just kept talking about Ohio because Julian Edelman's, you know, he went to Kent State.
Yep.
Which it would have been sick if he should have shouted out Dustin on that pod because, you know, it was just fresh off the tweet, you know, those Kent State quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Anyways, just over here, the fan club, party one.
Yes.
Party two. But yeah.
Yeah. One last thing. I did want to mention this on here. Actually, two more things football related. Commander's deal, that's finally done now. Dan Snyder is out the fucking league. And they're already talking about changing the name again.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, because I know their whole fan base is not for the Commanders. And it wasn't like Cleveland where they just kind of accepted it.
How crazy would it be if they went back to the Redskins? They won't.
There's no way. No way. But I will say the league did not make them change it.
Yes.
They got pressured into it. But
what was the one name? The Red Hogs? Was it their name?
Red Hogs.
I kind of like that because they've already got the commander, like the pig, Sergeant Pig or whatever his name is. Yeah. Sergeant Hall. I don't know. It'd be cool if they went with the pig idea, but
yeah, I like it. Washington Boars.
Redskins.
I understand why they changed the name though.
It
was clean, but
yeah. Like when you look at the Commanders uniforms, it's so like modern and ugly. You watch like a clip from 2005 when you see like Sean Taylor wearing the traditional red uniform with the chief on the helmet. It's just, there's nothing like it.
You know, I wish even if they got rid of the logo, they just kept the jersey the same. Just kept the jersey the same, even if you just changed the logo on it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of teams have screwed up jerseys. Look at ours when we screwed up the big Cleveland on the front. Look at Atlanta's. I hate the ATL jersey. That is so dumb.
Yeah. I like their red helmet, though.
Yeah, well, it's a classic helmet because everything that's classic is greater than what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that brings me to the Browns. What do you think of the white helmet? You're still on the train and you don't like it?
I don't like it.
I love it. I think that's one of the cleanest helmets. I think that's one of the best things the Browns have done in years. And bringing back the shadow uniforms.
The what?
The shadow uniforms, like the shadow numbers.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the white helmet.
This, baby. This.
Just especially, yeah, I do love that jersey. It's just, our logo is literally the orange helmet.
That's why it's time to change.
I just,
Elfie or Brownie was our original logo. You go to Brownie or you do the dog.
What it should be. You know, if that was our logo, then I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't scream Cleveland Browns to me. It screams North Olmsted.
I guess. You mean Olmsted Falls?
That one too.
North Olmsted's the Eagles.
I don't know. I didn't grow up here.
Olmsted Falls is the Bulldogs.
I know one of them is orange.
Oh, yes. North Olmsted is orange.
Yeah.
But they're not the Bulldogs. I was, yeah.
Yeah. I thought North Olmsted was orange.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't get me wrong. I think it's a cool concept. I just personally, it doesn't scream Cleveland Browns to me. Like, I like the helmet. It's just, I wish it was not for the Browns.
I like it. And I think it's funny that a couple days later, the Broncos released their white helmets. And the Browns were like, at Bengals, can you believe these guys?
Yeah.
And in my head, I was reading it and I go, what they should have said was when your friend asks you if they can copy your homework, but you tell them just to change one answer.
But that would have been a good one.
Bengals had nothing to complain about with white helmets. I mean, they've got the Bengal stripes. Who cares?
I think they have a much better helmet.
I don't know.
Think their helmet is so, I think that white helmet is clean. The Bengals white helmet is clean with the uniform.
Well, yeah, with the uniform. But I just love the Browns uniform so much better.
That's fair. All right, let's get into this last NFL thing, and then we'll talk about a couple of things NBA real quick. This one has to do with our little bet that we got going on. Justin Fields said that he plans on throwing over 4,000 yards this season, which would break the Chicago Bears' single-season record for passing yards. You think he can do it?
I think he can do it, but I think he only threw like around 2,000 last year. So he's asking himself to produce 100% output at, I mean, he got one.
He's going to be running 1,000 yards, that's for sure.
Yeah. He got what, like 1 to 2 more weapons? Which it could change a lot. But he's a runner.
Yeah, and you know, there's nothing wrong with it.
No, he's in a position that Lamar Jackson's been in for many years. You've got 1, 2 maybe good, you know, decent weapons, but most of your game is just running the ball because you have nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm. And as much of a fan as I am of Justin Fields, they started to release some of the top 100 in the NFL for this season. And I hate to say it, I actually don't agree with this. I think overall Justin Fields is going to be better than Trevor Lawrence, but they had Justin Fields at 86 and then Trevor Lawrence at 96.
No, I think
as of right now, I don't agree with that.
I think you go off of last year record stats, whatever. Trevor Lawrence
won a playoff. Had a
breakout year. Outstanding. And to think that they were good last year, and they added to their team this year with Calvin Ridley and others. I think that the Jags are going to just run through the South.
Yeah, I think the Titans are going to be a little bit more of a threat with D-Hop. But I think the Jags are the favorite.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that it was time to put Trevor Lawrence behind Justin Fields when Justin Fields' team had the worst record in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just my 2 cents on that. And then we'll just go ahead and, because we've been recording for a minute now, let's go ahead and talk about a couple of things that happened in the NBA. Jaylen Brown now gets the richest contract extension in NBA history, 5 years, $304 million. Love to see the Celtics crumble. Zion, his family's getting sued again.
Oh, good.
They took a loan out for $2 million and still have yet to pay 1.8 million. So they're getting sued by the tech company that they took a loan from. Ben Simmons says that he's in the best health of his career and is ready to redeem himself. Do you still have
Ooh,
any faith in him?
no.
I don't either.
I'm done with that guy.
Yeah. I think he could play a little bit better, but he's never going to live up to that contract.
Yeah.
And then I hate talking about him, but Bronny James, you probably heard over the weekend he was under cardiac arrest during practice at USC. He was just released out of the hospital today. They didn't really get into too much detail, so
Nope.
I think that's cool that they're keeping it private, but I also think that's kind of crazy that like we didn't get any details on it.
With such a high profile name as James, you would have thought there would have been more news.
Yeah,
The
and he,
fact
I mean,
that,
on social media has like almost 8 million followers too.
yeah. Well, it's just funny that it was the news broke from TMZ of all places, which meant they were trying to keep it quiet and some asshole paparazzi got it, more than likely.
Yeah.
Just interesting that it was so quiet, like that they were able to keep it under wraps. But that's the story of LeBron's life. He's got probably one of the best publicists out there, keeping his name out of the dirt for what, 20 years now.
Yeah.
LeBron's looked clean for 20 years, and I don't think that's the case.
Yeah. But speaking of LeBron, just real quick, he did change his number back to 23.
Yep,
If
so
you
now
were
my
one of the smart people that bought his number 23 jersey when it went on sale, I know Dylan was.
I still have this. I still have this from his first stint, so now it's valid.
Now it's valid again. But yeah, other than that, that's gonna do it for this episode. Dylan, you have anything else you want to say?
Yeah, the Guardians traded Ahmed Rosario for Noah Syndergaard. Would have been cool 5 years ago. So let's see what Thor can do.
Yeah. But other than that,
Gamble responsibly. We love you. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Peace.
peace.